Why weren't you able to make it?
It's just something that me and Coach had already talked about. We talked about it already. That's behind me. I'm here today. I'm not worrying about what's going on. Previous days, I'm just here to work.
So he knew that you weren't going to come back?
I didn't say that.
I just said
me and Coach talked about it. That's over. That's the previous days. I'm on the football.
Was there a reason why you didn't call to let him know you weren't coming back?
Me and Coach discussed that in the room already. Mutual talk and agreements, and we're moving forward.
Did you agree with his decision to suspend you?
I mean, whatever he gave me, he gave me. I took it and accepted it, and I'm back at work, and I'm happy to be here.
Did you address the team at all when you came back?
Those guys know how I feel about football, about being around them. So, you know, once I got back, I felt welcome, and I'm just happy to be here.
How did you watch the game? Did you?
Yeah, I watched the game.
What was that like?
I mean, it was hard, you know, but I wasn't out there, so nothing I could do.
You have any regrets?
Say it again?
You have any regrets?
Hey, man, it happened already. Moving forward from that, I ain't going to say I got regrets. I don't have regrets. Whatever we talked about and discussed, that was over. It happened. Got it out the way. New week.
You feel like you let your teammates down, though?
It's a new week. Can't go back. Last week, whatever happened, it happened. Like I said, just here to play football.
What did you think watching that game though?
I mean, it was tough.
To sit there.
It was tough, you know, watching it, but things happened.
What was your thoughts on, you know, there were some anonymous quotes from players about Coach losing the locker room?
I don't be on social media like that, as far as Twitter and all that. I just be on Instagram. I don't know what happened. I can't say. I'm just here to play football.
Do you think he's lost the clubhouse?
I don't think so, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to just stick with my guns and do what I got to do and just continue to play hard for Coach McAdoo.
He said, you know, there have been players who have been fined. He said players get fined. He doesn't actually fine them. What do you think of that statement?
Everybody get fined all around the league, so you just can't put it on the New York Giants. Everybody get fined. And he's just doing what he got to do.
Has it happened more this year in your estimation maybe than in the past?
To me, it haven't, but, you know, other people may see it that way. But once again, he's doing his job. If you look around the league, every team find players for everything, the small things, the big things, whatever it may be, they get fined. So he's just doing his job.
He's gotten a lot of criticism for the start this year. Do you think it's fair that he's been criticized?
No, it's not fair. He understand and we understand as a team that comes along with playing NFL football when people don't know what's going on inside the locker room. You have expectations and people that are assuming a lot of things.
Why do you think it's not fair that he gets criticized?
I mean, you got to look at it, man. It's hard to win in this league. It ain't like he's not coaching. He's coaching to the best of his ability. We playing to the best of our ability. If you look at it, the team that we beat last year, they just beat us this year. And we just got to keep moving forward and pushing, man, and keep fighting.